North America, lands of opportunity for Volkswagen.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Sales of cars with the VW badge were down 7% in the U.S. last year, but VW is also Audi, Porsche, Lamborghini, and more. And VW of Germany is now saying it wants to make a big new investment in North America. $7 billion over 5 years is about expanding production, including a big new SUV for model year 2016. People in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where VW already has a big plant, will welcome this news. But note that the promise was North America, which might be Tennessee, but it also could be Mexico. The BBC's Steve Evans is in Berlin. Morning, Steve.
Morning, David.
What is behind this announcement from VW today? They clearly want to sell more cars.
They do want to sell more cars. And the problem is that Europe is pretty well too difficult a market. The US is going up. Europe is going down. Volkswagen knows where it needs to be, so it's going to spend this money. It's already in the US, in Chattanooga, in Tennessee, of course, but it now wants to expand certainly there. What we don't know is whether it wants new plants even beyond Chattanooga.
Which is very interesting, Steve, because when people in Tennessee hear the announcement of this large investment in North America, they may assume it's coming their way to Tennessee.
I think they can probably assume that. But you know how car makers are. They'll be saying to lots of people, we've got money to spend, you've got unemployed people, what can you offer? That's the way they operate.
And apparently there's some stiff competition for this business from Mexico, where also VW has operations.
That's right. And the obvious attraction of Mexico will be labor costs. But what VW wants to do is to be able to say to American customers, we use American labor. This is an American car. That's the pitch. They need that Made in America mark.
Steve Evans, the BBC in Berlin. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
In the U.S., lending by banks is down. Many have regulators around their necks. But when some big banks announce their quarterly results this week, you might be surprised to learn that profits are likely to be up. Last year, combined earnings at the six biggest U.S. banks hit levels not seen since 2006 was the year. That's the last boom. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has more.
It's not the deposits in your savings account that make money for the banks these days.
Banks are making money first because the stock market's been up.
Jim Senegal is an analyst with Morningstar.
In addition to keeping your money there for deposits, they're also selling a lot of investment products, and they typically get fees for that. So as people have made money in the stock market, the banks have made money as well.
Banks have lost money because of lawsuits related to the mortgage mess. But those could be wrapped up by the end of the year. Gerard Cassidy researches banks for RBC Capital Markets.
When we exclude the one-time expenses associated with the problems from the financial crisis and the recession, Bank America's profitability is quite healthy today, as well as the other large banks.
Once they put the lawsuits and government settlements behind them, Cassidy says banks will be even more profitable. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
See Marketplace live? You can enter to win a chance to join us at the Norse Theater in San Francisco on January 28th as we discuss the new era of philanthropy. Details and rules at marketplace.org/trip. My friend Herb gave me an empty cigar box one time if there was something I was worried about but couldn't control. He said, write it down and put it in the box. I'd feel better. Well, a business consultancy called the Eurasia Group each year asks its team of political scientists to predict the top things to worry about globally. The list of global risks is out for 2014. And David Gordon, Eurasia's chairman and head of research, is here to share a couple of worries for my cigar box. Mr. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Tell me about shifting alliances here. The U.S. clearly has a special relationship with Britain. That's not going away. Israel, Japan. But you're looking at another tier of allies, Germany, France, Saudi Arabia, Brazil. What's going on there, you think, this year?
So basically, in 2013, a combination of the Snowden revelations about NSA and the lack of administration ability to go to Congress and get authorization that will be needed to close the big trade negotiations with the Asian states. I think those have led to all of our allies really wondering, where is the U.S. heading? I do think America's alliances are in trouble, and when they get in trouble, countries are likely to try to go their own way, and that's going to cause problems.
Something else on the list of things you would like us and businesses to worry about in 2014, it says strategic data. The growing role of the state in the digital marketplace is shifting, and the role in the internet. What are you talking about? Strategic, like Strategic Air Command?
Well, not exactly, but in the last 5 or 7 years, particularly Silicon Valley and Washington began getting a lot closer. With the Snowden revelations, all of a sudden, the link with Washington has made other countries really nervous about what's going on in cyberspace. So we've taken for granted that the internet is going to be this open, worldwide thing, may actually not be the case over the next several years.
And before we go, is there anything we're worried too much about? You know, because it's also a mistake to worry about the wrong things.
I think while Washington politics is really going to remain sloppy, messy, and unconstructive, we're not going to have any kind of fiscal cliffhangers like we had in 2013. So I think U.S. politics becomes less of a problem for the U.S. recovery.
David Gordon of the Eurasia Group, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And on Interstate 70 near Stratton, Colorado, people keep stealing mile marker 420 over and over. Turns up missing. Why that marker of all markers? Because 420 is a number favored by connoisseurs of the marijuana. The Colorado Highway Department is sick and tired of replacing that sign. Its creative solution? It is now mile marker 419.99. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.